Personal Finance Edition. This is Rashmi, joined by my co-host, as always, Olivia.
Today, we're going to talk about the healthcare sector and how you can invest there.
Yeah, so healthcare is a defensive sector, which means that it generally provides stable earnings that are uncorrelated with the overall stock market or economy. As such, healthcare tends to outperform when the general market is weak or the economy is slowing, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit more into the episode.
Yeah, so healthcare is a place with lower volatility because it doesn't follow all the trends of the stock market as a whole. And in the long term, it will keep growing because it's something that's always going to have a need in society, which means it's a safe investment area with steady growth over the long term.
Yeah, and unlike, you know, technology, which is always fastly evolving, healthcare, like Olivia said, it's going to be there no matter what.
Yeah, there's always a need for healthcare in some way.
And this has kind of demonstrated the fact that healthcare is the only sector that had positive annual earnings growth every single year for the past 25 years, which also includes the pandemic.
Yeah, and that's also because healthcare is a diverse sector, which means it has hospitals and drug makers, but it also has health insurance, and it also has medical device manufacturers, and all of that together. So when one part of that sector might be doing a little worse, another aspect of the sector might be prospering a lot. So having a diverse area of investments within healthcare will grow over time. Like Rashmi just mentioned, for the past 25 years, it's been positive earnings.
Exactly. And I think that's something that people need to keep in mind when they're investing in the healthcare sector, is that like if one place of healthcare is having positive effects, it does not translate to the rest of the healthcare industry. It's always different because, like she said, there's hospitals, drug makers, health insurers, and stuff like that. So it's not going to be the same.
Yeah. And what specifically you're investing in within healthcare is going to determine how your investments are going to do, and what is affected will depend on your investments, because the whole sector is not going to be changing in the same way. So let's think about the COVID-19 pandemic. Obviously, vaccine developers and diagnostic test providers and hospitals were benefiting a lot because there was a higher need for those services, but health insurance wasn't because there was a rising unemployment rate, which just demonstrates that even something that you would think would benefit all of healthcare, I mean, it's a pandemic, obviously we need more healthcare at that time, it didn't benefit all of the sector.
Exactly. And that's kind of why you need to know that you have to do research. You need to make sure that you're doing research on the specific company within the healthcare sector itself, and not just generally making a generalization of this is how it's going to be for the rest of the sector.
Yeah, because healthcare is going to continue in being innovative. It's going to continue improving the quality of life. But that doesn't mean that everything's going to be doing well all at the same time altogether. Despite the steady growth, it does still require a lot of thought into each of your investments, which is a trend that you should be making regardless of what sector it is, and especially in healthcare.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of positives that come with the healthcare. We will go into the risks later, but let's talk about some of the positives here. So it's switching from treatment-based systems to preventative treatment, which means that it's addressing the problem before it occurs rather than treating the problem after you get it. And I think that is something that's really important because now consumers are becoming more aware of their health and well-being.
Yeah, and I know that some people might be concerned saying that like, oh, so many more people have this disease or that disease, but a lot of it might be because of the fact that we're being tested more regularly and more often, which is in the whole benefiting both society and the healthcare sector, which means that your investments in healthcare will be benefiting.
Yeah, and we talked about how healthcare is constantly innovating to improve quality of life, and technology plays a huge role in that, and especially we're kind of going back to that COVID pandemic. I think that's kind of the epitome of explaining the sector. Technology played a really, really huge role. Telehealth, which is the use of communication technologies to provide healthcare at a distance, was very prominently used, especially because you had to be social distancing. And what people used to do was they had these devices called wearables where patients would attach them to their bodies, which allowed them to collect health and fitness data.
Yeah, and during the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously everybody was social distancing, so telehealth and wearables became a lot more common. I mean, just think about it, 30% of all visits during the pandemic were done through telehealth. And also, when we're thinking about wearables, we can also consider just fitness trackers or watches that monitor your heart rate or something like that. That's part of healthcare. That's part of the sector. So you can see how diverse it is, even just thinking about that.
Yeah, and that, like you said, like the watches and things of the nature are part of healthcare, so much so that like digital healthcare startups were doubled from $7.5 billion in 2019 to $14.1 billion in 2020. I mean, this is definitely going to grow even more. If it's only doubling over the span of 1 year, how much do you think it will grow in the future?
It will grow immensely, which is why I think it's valuable to invest in healthcare as soon as possible, because it's a need for society. It's going to grow in the future. And when we're thinking about technology, there's lots of emerging technologies in healthcare. So obviously now fitness trackers like watches, if we go back to that example, that's already well established. But there are new things that are developing every day, new products, new drugs, new medications that are solving problems that have been persistent in communities for a long time. And as those start to emerge, as they become just when they're new products, what I'm trying to say is when they're new products, that's when it's worth investing in them because they'll grow over time.
Exactly.
So it might not be worth investing in fitness trackers now that they're well established, but if we had gone back a few years before they were that well established, that would have been the time to invest in them.
Yeah, and I think that kind of is the gist of investing in general. When you see the potential and growth for something, that is when you should invest in it. And like Olivia said, when you're starting with something new, that is definitely when you should consider investing in it. And something else that you guys have to consider when investing in healthcare sector is demand for healthcare. Like we said, demand for healthcare is always going to be there, but there is a factor that we should be considering, which is the aging population.
Right. So between 2000 and 2020, the US population over 65 years old grew by 62%. And that changes what people are looking for from healthcare, what type of insurance they get, what type of medical devices are needed, what types of drugs are needed. So it depends on the population. So making sure that we understand what's going on in the world as a whole in relation to medical needs will impact our investments in the healthcare sector.
And that it's the fact that also the U.S. Census Bureau also projects that this demographic will rise by another 30% by 2030, which is crazy. I mean, that is a huge jump in percentage. And that, again, shows you that there is going to be a huge demand for healthcare because obviously older populations will need more money to spend in healthcare as they get older because you get sick more often, you can get weaker more often. And those are things that older generations definitely need. And like Olivia said, you need different health insurance, different drugs. And I think that is something that we need to consider when investing into healthcare. Yeah.
So healthcare is sort of an industry that's growing and developing, but also in what aspects of it is that it's growing is also essential and crucial to understand, because what parts of the healthcare sector that you invest in depend on what society is looking to be moving towards in the near future.
Exactly. And now that we talked about a little bit of the positives and the trends that will show how healthcare will prosper in the future, there are some risks to consider when you're investing in healthcare, like any sector. Yeah. So the first one, you want to talk about that?
Sure. So obviously we mentioned that it's key to look to invest in things early on, but there's also a regulatory risk, the risk that a change in regulations or legislation will affect a security, company, or industry quickly, which also relates to drug pricing and cost control. So for example, if there's a new drug in the market and you see a lot of potential in it and you choose to invest, it is still possible that in a few months the government will pass regulation or hike up the prices or something, which will affect your investment greatly.
Yeah, and something else that you guys have to keep in mind is the clinical trial risk. This is when, if a company clinical trial data shows that there's a new drug that's ineffective, that can cause the stock price to plummet, because having an ineffective medicine will make the public lose trust in that company. And so that can obviously cause the stock price to plummet. And there's also aftermarket data, like the number of prescriptions written, or FDA warnings, or the loss of a patent. These all can affect investments in the pharmaceutical industry.
Right. So there's a lot to consider, especially when you're thinking about the fact that healthcare investments often rely on making investments early on. But it's still an industry that's worth investing in.
That's all for today's episode about the healthcare sector. Thanks for tuning in. This is Rashmi and Olivia. Catch you.